Blog Talk Radio.
Straight out the rips in the corridor. I let it praise off my lips and it's for the Lord. We in the times and the times no one never fall. No matter what the circumstance, stay up in his hand. And it's the work of the Father with the master plan. Don't try to minimize the fact he gave a mercy to us. And it's the truest, I'm a minister inside the music. It's getting deeper, we ain't sleeping, Jesus get us through it. The heart reigns in the Lord, taking residence. Body is the temple, let the people witness. Repentance, grace, and Jesus forgiveness, I've seen it. Love with no limit, I tell you I mean it. And just cause I rap it, you holding the judgment. We're penalized Judas, and how could you really not love it, you brethren? Step on the pearl, see you in heaven. Back to this warfare, back to this warfare. Powered by the Christ, I'ma kick it up a notch. He gon' show you what it is, he gon' show you what it's not. He gon' offer eternal life, he keep you on his watch. What more can we ask for? Killing the Lucifer, I'm making it point blank. I'm making it give thanks, and I ain't deceived by the industry think tank. So tell me what you think, it's all what the words say. Hey, more than a rap hit, scripturally accurate. And in the spiritual, deliver Satan the lashes. It's deeper than rap hits, for the faith that we practice. No matter what we do, we persecute it for action. Crushing the magic, quicker than hat trick. And look who understand it, it's the sheep of the casket. Incredibly massive, the mic of the magic. With Jesus coming back inside the fire of a passion.
Come on.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Revelation 21:3.
Yeah. God
yeah.
Over money, hog maw.
For real.
7.
YOLO.
Dayton.
The real one.
Yeah. It's Christ above everything, and in this ring every swing is a bolo. Because Jesus got me more creased up than a cholo. So bro, do not play me homo. By his blessing I was yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. That's my YOLO. Used to take a zip on a trip all by my dolo. Today wonder how I'm making a band by going solo. Where I'm from, even though the powder is white, they call it cocoa. And if you're out of bounds, they get on your head just like a GoPro. Used to clap and squeeze out the stolo. I thank him for salvation. If I was Japanese, I tell him domo. I was coming to America first to let my oats grow. Even though I put that semi to work, he made my soul glow. I'm from Sinner's Town, where daily the foe blow. And I've been around more KC than JoJo. About the father business, hang with us, you cannot stand around no more. You are not in Kansas now, Toto.
YOLO, yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Alright.
Yo, no, yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Alright.
Yo, Seb, I heard him say, when Dayton spits, he blacks out like when the breaker trips. Snapping like the paparazzi's cameras when they taking flicks. But I liked him more when he was rapping on that gangster tip. Not rapping about these ancient scripts of Christ, cause that just makes us sick. They would rather hear me viciously ripping seeds, planting these kids with seeds of death that infect like a sick disease. They must have missed the memo, the new meaning of Triple D. Is that Dayton is dead, it is over for him, he's history. So, I was a slave in Lucifer's oppression, hanging from a noose in his possession, until Yeshua revealed his truth and cut me loose from his deception. It's a life I didn't choose, this was predestined. The Father opened my eyes, so bye-bye, he has cut all of my ties and saved me from the fall like a parachute in a skydive. So I die, God has linked me up with these five guys. G-O-M and our connection stronger than your Wi-Fi. So bye-bye.
Yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
I'm passing out some halos, get your lasos. Hog
tying they souls. Streets of the forsaken on Dayton's, boy, I be skating like the lake froze. Beefing this for certain, cook my burger with some queso. Murk the wicked serpent, we ain't worshiping this peso shot. Life's tough, I like it rough just like a Sado. Masochist, no pacifist, I'm blasting at the Pharaoh. When I used to get teed, I had to get the Mako. Put on the mind of Christ, now I'm matching wits with Play-Doh. H-O, G-M-O-B, homie, this the take-o. Verily, your currents is currently in your face, yo. I pray for the day, man, I can't wait for him to suffer. Yeah, I'm hateful, cause Satan is a sucker like fellatio.
YOLO, yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, them Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Alright, alright, alright.
YOLO, yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, them Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Alright, alright, alright.
My name is Shadow when I don't engage in battles with rappers. My self-glorification on matters, I fight my conscience. On a constant basis, defeat is nonsense. Victory through Christ the Savior. This ain't politics like the manual lecture supposedly. They say God bless America, but there's more countries. I say God bless any man internationally. If he's spiritually seeking, he's eating, so he's bound to be. Escape from malady, retreat to God immediately. He gave you life, you give him time, abandon your iniquity. He ain't some phantom landing on your roof, just going through your chimney. What's that tree doing in your room? Now you can't see the TV. The window to the world you're supposed to be separate from. This babysitting children, it's not life, this is just begun. Too dramatic, the God addicts pragmatic. Time's drastic, souls at stake, awake and have at it.
This is where I once was and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus and a life is a kill. All these demons have come a long way. From where I once was and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus and a life is a kill. All these demons.
Gotta hold on to your love with a tight grip. Cause we're headed to an era where people feed our fear, orchestrating life by the media in the ear, constructing mental strife, 4-6 feet a year. We're ran by shadows through your gut, we'll miss. I'm saved through the blood, the ultimate covenant, represent most high, LL, yon past the sky, the remedy is there for you, so happy, turn on life. The world's spinning crazy, hopping like a rabbit, builds you up the trap, begin to kill you with their habits. Ravage the beast, with empowered by sin, or come to Christ to open your eyes, my man, to a new life, new vision that you see yourself in the night. Something's brewing, people need your help. Ephesians 6:12, please educate yourself. Find some meat in your heart. Get your Bible off the shelf.
I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus and a life is a kill. All these demons. I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave cause God made the way. And he gave us Jesus and a life is a kill. All these demons.
Like that old owl. Even though I know sometimes I know my mouth can get a little bit foul. And I own that, you know that, hold that. So while I run back to this beat that you go back, show that side of you that's only gone. While all these other suckers acting hard. Oh, no. Hold up, my brother, me wants no static, so you can
can put away that automatic 4-5. No size, cause I'd rather ask him for forgiveness. High five. That right.
Hey. Sorry if I took advantage of your love, cause I praise your name, but it seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club, it's fine and all. Thank you for loving me like I never lived. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath.
I wanna thank you for giving me so much more than a second chance. Even though I don't deserve it, every time I turn around, it seems like I let you down.
But now I wanna give you more.
You never looked at me like you're ashamed of me, but I'm ashamed of myself. Put the shame on me, cause I'm to blame and no one else. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry if I took advantage of your love.
Sorry that I
seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club, it's fine at all. Thank you for loving me like I never lived. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath. Sorry if I took advantage of your love, cause I praise your name, but it seems like it's all in vain. Make it rain at the club, it's fine at all. Thank you for loving me like I never lived. So like David prays, I'm gonna praise and worship till I run out of breath.
Check 1212. What's cracking and how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, we appreciate you being here. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy. Yeah, hip hop Bible study. Little buddy. That right? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Jesus. That's what you're hearing. You know what I'm talking about? For sure it, man. All the glory to God forever. That right? All the glory to God forever. Hallelujah. All day. All right? Again, we appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. All right? This is where we feed our faith with God's word. That right? Feed our faith with God's word, so that we can have more faith in God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. Yeah, faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God, all right? Not the word of the TV, not the word of the movies, not the word of the YouTube, not the word of the internet, you know, but the word of God. That's what we own. The scriptures for tonight, part one. You can go ahead and turn there. I'll meet you there in a few. Part one, 2 Kings, chapter number 9. That's the scriptures for today. Part one, 2 Kings, chapter 9. Part two, Jeremiah, chapter 48. Jeremiah chapter 48 for part 2. And part 3 will be Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 for part number 2. All right, catch us live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for being here. Yeah, thank you for bringing us throughout the day and bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for this Bible study. Thank you for the fellowship. Father, make us hearers and doers of your word. Don't let us have faith without works, but let us have faith with works, faith with action. Father, we know it's you that's in us that makes us want to do your will and that performs it for us. So you just have your way, Father. Thank you for this Bible study. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in to hear from you, Father. Again, make us doers of your word, hearers and doers, in the almighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. All right, part one, I told you already to go there, and I'll meet you there in a few. That was 2 Kings chapter 9, in case you're just tuning in. 2 Kings chapter 9, we're about to start over there. But before we get to that, let me just read this in your hearing, because this scripture blessed me real good today earlier. I want to read it to you and share it with you. It says, brethren, or believers, followers of Christ, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, everything that them passed, even yesterday, even today has already passed. So forgetting those things which are behind me, all of it in the past is behind you now. From this moment on, reach forth unto those things which are before you. Reaching forth unto those things. So he said, this one thing I do, forget those things. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. All right? Everything that done passed, forgetting that, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. We're in the present. We're operating right now, and we're going to the future. Yeah, we're in the present with God, and we're going to the future with God. We can't do nothing about the past. Can't change that or nothing. So forgetting those things which are behind me. A lot of us had a rough past. Forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. That's what you're going to. I press toward the mark. And we're going unto, we're moving forth, reaching forth unto those things which are before. We're pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Yeah, the high calling of God. Not just say calling, but the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I had to read that for you right quick. So, and that was in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and verse 14. All right? And now we're ready for 2 Kings chapter 9. 2 Kings chapter number 9. Starting at verse number 1, we appreciate everybody tuning in. We're on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy, and this is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, just a follower of Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? 2 Kings chapter number 9. Verse 1, it says, and Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets and said unto him, gird up your loins and take this box of oil in your hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. Verse 2 says, and when you come there, look out there, Jehu the son of, when you come there, look out there, Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren, and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head, and say, thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. So do this and do it quickly. Somebody is about to get anointed king right here. And that somebody, name is Jehu, right? Son of Jehoshaphat. All right, make him rise up from his brethren, carry him to the inner chamber, take the box of oil, pour it on his head. All right, then it says, and say, thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. All right, so Jehu, about to be king over Israel. And then it says, then open the door and flee, tarry not. Verse 4, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 4, it says, so the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to you, O captain. And Jehu said unto which of all of us? And he said, to you, O captain. And he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. So you are anointed king over God's people. Mm-hmm. Over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. Now remember, the original plan of God was not a king, a human king over his people. God was going to, his original plan was for him to be the king over his people. Over the people. Mm-hmm. Went against God. He wanted a man like all the other nations. So that's where these kings come from. All right? However, God is still over all kings. Got to know that. King of kings. Lord of lords. All right, verse 7, 2 Kings chapter 9 says, and you shall smite the house, or hit the house, strike the house of Ahab, your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. See, Ahab was married to Jezebel. Jezebel killed a lot of God's prophets. I think she was trying to get rid of all of them. Back then, even when Elijah with a J. We on Elisha with the S right now, but Elijah with a J, even back then when he was the prophet. And that was over there in 1 Kings, and I believe a little bit of Samuel too. All right, 2 Kings chapter 9. Verse 8 says, for the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall. That's what they say. That's what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. I will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel. Remember, Jezebel is the one that was killing God's prophet. God's prophets. Cold-blooded. So that's why he being cold-blooded right here. The dogs shall eat Jezebel. She ain't going to even get buried in the portion of Jezreel. And there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Jezebel, that's her death. None to bury her. The dogs going to eat her carcass. Yeah, this the Bible, man. Mm-hmm. This ain't no horror flick. This is real stuff. It's happened for real, real. And got other stuff that's going to happen. And that's happening now. That's why this should be your favorite book. You know what I'm saying? No other book you can read that'll do it like that. Tell you what done happened. Tell you what's happening now and what's going to happen. The Bible, the Word of God, that's the only one. Right? Past, present, and future. Always active. The Word of God is. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 11 says, then Jehu came forth to the servants of his Lord, and one said unto him, is all well? Everything all right? Is all well? Wherefore came this mad fellow to you? Why this man, this madman came to you? And he said unto them, you know the man and his communication. And they said, it is false. That's what they said. You see what I'm saying? You got to watch who you listening to and who advice you're taking. All right? You got to listen to God. You can't listen to your friends. Sometimes you can't even listen to your family. A lot of times you got to know that too. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen to God. Because sometimes they, and friends and family will be talking against what God is saying to you. So Elisha, and they know that he a prophet, and he done sent the word and told this man what was going to happen. Now he done get around these folks, yeah, to the servants, and they ask him, is everything all right? And he telling them, you know how this man is. You know how Elisha is in his communication. In verse 11, that's what he said. You know the man and his communication. You know what he say. That prophet right there, man, you know him. Yeah, the prophet going to give a good word if you lined up with God. But if you're not lined up with God, okay. Mm-hmm. He's speaking for God, or should I say God is speaking through him. Verse 12, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 12. I'm talking about true prophets. All right, verse 12 says, and they said, it is false. That's what they said. Tell us now. That's his servant saying this. And he said, thus and thus spoke he to me, saying, thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then they hasted and took every man his garment and put it under him on the top of the stairs and blew with trumpets, saying, Jehu is king. So they celebrating now. They move with haste when they said what the man said to him. He saying it's a bad word. They looking at it like it's good. So they, Jehu is king. They celebrating up in that thing, shout it. All right, we're in 2 Kings chapter 9. Now, at first they were talking about it was false. Now, let's read verse 13 again. Then they hasted and took every man his garment and put it under him on the top of the stairs. And they blew with trumpets, saying, Jehu is king. So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, and the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had kept Ramoth Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram was returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, if it be your mind, then let none go forth nor escape out of the city to go to tell it in Jezreel. Now, follow me. We in 2 Kings chapter 9. Stick with it. All right? The more time you spend with God, the more you will understand him. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 16 says, so Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. And Ahaziah, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company. See some people coming down here. And Joram said, take an horseman and send to meet them. And let him say, is it peace? Let him ask them, are they coming peacefully down this way, shawty? Verse 18 says, so they went out on horseback to meet him and said, thus says the king. This is what the king says. Is it peace? Are you coming here for peace? Is it peace? And Jehu said, what have you to do with peace? What you asking about peace for, man? You don't like no peace. What have you to do with peace? Turn you behind me. And the watchman told, saying, the messenger came to them, but he comes not again. So they sent a messenger to him, and he didn't come back. Verse 19 says, then he sent out a second on horseback, which came to them and said, thus says the king, is it peace? And Jehu answered, what have you to do with peace? Turn you behind me. Better get on my side. That's what it looked like. Mm-hmm. He said to him, turn ye behind me, get on over here. All right? And the watchman told, saying, he came even unto them and comes not again. So he didn't even come back. The second servant he sent out there. In 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 20, it says, and the watchman told, saying, he came even unto them and comes not again. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously. Like he coming at you furiously, cuz. That's what's going on here. That's why you have to stick with the word, man. I don't understand. Now, Keith, stay right there. If you want to, you hung and thirst. God will unlock the mysteries of his word. So he driving furiously. Yeah, he coming toward us furiously. He driving to you furiously, driving furiously at you. Very enthusiastic, a lot of energy, and probably fast as well. Quickly, coming quickly. All right, so verse 21, 2 Kings chapter 9 says, and Joram said, make ready. And his chariot was made ready. Get ready. And Joram came, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out again against Jehu and met him in the portion of Naboth, the Jezreelite. Now, some of these are names, and some of these are names of places, cities, or what have you. All right? Naboth the Jezreelite. So verse 22 says, and it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace? Golly. And he answered, what peace? So long as the whoredoms of the mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. So what you talking about some peace for? You got that witch up in this mug working witchcraft, cuz. So what you talking about peace? So you done sent these mug, your servants asking for peace, two of them, and then here you come asking for peace. Let's go back. We over here, 2 Kings chapter 9. Yeah, that's how off the charts the word of God is. Yeah, the devil don't want you to understand it. The devil wants you to put all kind of excuses so you can skip over the word and spend time with God. You know, if you spend time with God and get into the word, you'll get stronger than him and be able to crush him. Yeah, keep him under your feet too. So we're in 2 Kings chapter 9. They ask him for peace after they did all this. Verse 22, let's go back right there. 2 Kings chapter 9. We appreciate you tuning in. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22 says, and it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, is it peace, Jehu? And he said, what peace? So long as the whoredoms of the mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many, all this witchcraft she working, so she a witch, shawty. And God don't play around with witches. You're about to see Jezebel. He already said before it even happened that the dogs going to eat her. Mm-hmm. So hold on. Let's read. Verse 23 says, and Joram turned his hands and fled and said to Ahaziah, there is treachery. Oh, Ahaziah, treachery. Mm-mm, something going on. It's trouble. Yeah. Something going on. Gonna be trouble, treacherous. All right, so verse 24 says, and Jehu drew a bow and arrow. Jehu, Jehu, a long E. All right, yeah, I'm learning too. All right, and Jehu drew a bow with his full strength and smote Jehoram. I'm sorry. So he drew a bow and arrow with his full strength and he hit Jehoram between his arms. Think about it, y'all. See, between his arms, between both of his arms, what that is. Think about it. Can you see it? Can you see what God said? He shot a bow and hit him between his arms. What's between your arms? Okay. Chest and area, all that. And your head too, but let's read. So he hit him between his arms with the bow and arrow, and the arrow went out at his heart. See that? Chest. And he sunk down in his chariot. Then said Jehu, to Bidkar, his captain, take up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth, the Jezreelite. So pick him up, throw his corpse over there in the field of Naboth, the Jezreelite. For remember how that when I and you rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him. Who did it? The Lord laid this burden upon him. That's why you got to keep reading the word, man, and read the whole Bible. Yeah, take your time. We take time and do everything else, man. That's why it'd be hard to read the word, because you're doing everything else. You got to stop, take out time, and get this word. This is the most important thing. The Lord laid this burden upon him. Hit him in the chest with that arrow. Verse 26 says, surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, says the Lord, and I will requite you in this plat, says the Lord. Now, therefore, take and cast him into the plat of the ground, or plot of the ground, according to the word of the Lord. According to the word of the Lord. Y'all see how this word is going hard? It's very different from Christianity. This is the word, man. You don't want to get caught up in no Christianity. You want to be caught up in the word of God. So, yeah, according to the word. Because I don't just sit by and let this stuff happen and let evil just run amok. No. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lifts up his standards. Yeah, his standard against the enemy. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 27. Says, but when Ahaziah, the king of Judah, saw this, he fled. He ran by the way of the garden house, and Jehu followed after him and said, smite him, hit him, strike him, also in the chariot. And they did so at the going up to Gur. So as they were going up to Gur, Gur is a place, G-U-R, which is by Ibileam. And he fled to Megiddo and died there. I told you some of these words are places. Some of them difficult to, you know, say, but we get through them. And that's why a lot of Bibles have them broke down, like the dictionary. Be breaking down words and how they pronounce. So this Bible that I'm using, it does have those words, the names and the names of the places, names of people and places. They haven't broken down though. So, yeah. So I don't want nobody, God doesn't want us to get confused or discouraged by the names of these places or by the names of the people. We got to get into the word of God and get the meat of it. You know what I'm talking about? There's certain things that we have to eat. We have to, you know, go through the shell and then get the meat of it and, okay, eat the meat off the bone and throw the bone away, all that. See, stick with his word. It's just like that. You got to pick this part and pick that part. Yeah, pick this part. Now, I'm talking about the whole word go together, but I'm just saying these names don't get thrown off by them. See what God is saying in these verses. All right? Now, we in 2 Kings chapter 9. We're taking our time because this is Bible study. We take our time for a lot of other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Get into the habit of taking out time and spending some quality time with God, and don't be rushing trying to get out of it. You're so busy these days. All right, 2 Kings chapter number 9. Verse 28 says, and his servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in his sepulchre or tomb, right, with his fathers in the city of David. And in the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, began Ahaziah to reign over Judah. In the 11th year of Jeram, the son of Ahab, began Ahaziah to reign over Judah. So he began to reign over Judah. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel, heard of it. He's still living. I don't know why. Oh, they on the way to get her now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Remember verse 22? What peace? You asking for peace. What peace? As long as the whoredoms of the mother Jezebel, the whoredoms of Jezebel and her witchcraft, all this, now she about to get checked. 2 Kings chapter number 9, verse 30. It's getting good now. That's why I told you, you have to stick with it. Read it all the way. Spend time with God, man. Don't be rushing him. Hunger. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. This is not religion. The word of God is living, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing, I'm talking about dividing asunder even the soul and the spirit, joints and the marrow, like what? That's the word, man. So we in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 30. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her face and tied her head. Tired her head? And looked out a window. Yeah. Put all the little paint on the face, makeup, all that. Looking like a real whore. Okay? Yeah. Verse 31 says, and as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, had Zimri peace, who slew his master? Trying to mention to him about somebody else. Did Zimri, did he get peace? You know, who killed his master? He didn't have no peace. You want to come at me? In other words, now verse 32 says, and he lifted up his face to the window. This Jehu. Jezebel heard he was coming now. She done painted her face and did something to her head. And they say tired. They say tired. Okay? So maybe it means the same thing, but I don't even know what that means. She did something to her head, you know what I'm saying? And she got the paint on her face. And verse 31 says, and as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said something to him. She said, had Zimri, trying to tell him about somebody else in the past, had Zimri peace, who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? It's Jehu saying this. Who is on my side? Now, Jehu, he on a mission from God. Who is on my side? Verse 32. Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs, servants, eunuchs, dedicated to the king or what have you, working up in there. Now, remember, Jezebel was married to the king, Ahab. Verse 33 says, and he said, throw her down. Throw who down? Jezebel. Throw her out the window, daughter. That's what he's saying. Throw her down. Yeah. Yeah, this better than the movie, cuz I'm telling you. And this ain't no movie. This is real. This ain't no Hollywood put together stuff. Yeah, ain't no fast forwarding through this. He said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses. And he trod her underfoot. He, Jehu, trod her underfoot, stomping her out, right? The horses, everything. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, go see now this cursed woman. They threw her down. He trampling on her. Blood done splattered on the wall and the horses, and he's stomping her. Yeah, that's what you do to the devil. You see what I'm saying? Once God throw him down, bust him up for you, you stomp him out. That's how we do this. Greater is he that's in you. That's why I tell you, you got to stay in the word. It get powerful just like, it's powerful just like that. Yeah, stay in it. God want to know, how bad do you want it? You gonna let this part that's hard to understand, that you really don't understand, you gonna let that turn you off? Nah, you gotta stay with it, man. It's called discipline. Discipline, God's discipline, if we allow it to, it'll turn us into disciples. Your modern day disciples. 2022, yeah, following Jesus, the Christ. All right, we in 2 Kings chapter 9. Jezebel got stoned out. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 34 says, and when he was come in, he did eat and drink. He good. And said, go see now this cursed woman. She what? She's a cursed woman, so don't be feeling sorry for her. She's a cursed woman. God ain't feeling sorry for her. Mm-hmm. She killed God's prophets. He said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. She killed a bunch of them. Got a bunch of their blood on her hands. Now look at her death. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better watch how you be treating God's people, shout it. Because God be seeing, he sees, and he going to repay. Go see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. So he still was trying to bury her. She a king's daughter. But remember, he said the dog's going to eat her. What verse that was? Earlier. Remember he said the dogs were going to eat Jezebel? Yeah, in verse 10, the dogs shall eat Jezebel. That's what's going to happen to us. 2 Kings chapter 9. Verse 10, the dogs shall eat Jezebel. You know what I'm talking about? So, get ready. God don't lie. We in 2 Kings, chapter number 9, verse 35 says, and they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Y'all see that, right? They done threw her out the window. So she done, I'm talking about got thrown out a window. I don't know how high it was. But they threw her out the window. She hit the ground. You know she was dead right then. Then he stomped her out right on top of that. Now they went to bury her because he done went in there and ate and everything like that. He stomped out. He went in there and he stunned her because she cursed by God. Cursed by God. I don't know who we think we are. Yeah, when they cursed by God, okay. Ain't no change in his mind. Yeah, they better accept Jesus. That's his mercy. But they don't want to do that. And then some of us, we want to think we Jesus. No, if they cursed, okay, I ain't feeling sorry. She killed, I mean, they cursed for a reason. She killed the prophets of God. So they went to bury her, verse 35. But they found no more of her than the skull, that's her head, and the feet, and the palms of her hands. That's it. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, this is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord which he spoke by his servant Elijah, the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. The dogs ate her whole body except for her skull and her hands and her feet. Yeah, Jezebel is not good. Don't be Jezebel. Don't let the Jezebel spirit come. Mm-mm. Dogs ate her flesh. And the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung, as doo-doo. Yeah, waste. Upon the face of the field. That's her carcass. Going to be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. So nobody can't go and visit Jezebel's grave. See, God didn't let them bury Jezebel. She's a whore, and she's on that witchcraft, and she killed the prophets. It's like the head witch. It's like the devil's wife there, Jezebel. Because the devil, his end is bad. You read that in Isaiah 14. Jezebel, her end is bad. We just seen that. Throw her down, get stomped out, and get ate up. You know what I'm saying? And then Judas. I believe that. I look at Judas as the devil's son. Because his death was bad too over there in Acts. You know, he hung himself, and then the tree branch broke after he hung himself and bust him up. He fell on the rock and bust open his chest and everything. And his entrails poured out. And all that's in your Bible. I tell you, you ain't got to look at no movie. You ain't got to look at no horror flick. You ain't got to look at none of that. Open your Bible and spend some time with God and read and see this real stuff that happened. You know what I'm saying? Because Hollywood weirdos will make up some stuff and we'll watch that, huh? But are you watching and praying? You better sit your mind down and read the Bible. Like the Holy Spirit pointed out, movies these days are 2 hours plus. If you go to a movie, or even if you stay at the Crizzle and watch a movie for 2 hours. But then you come over here and turn around and spend 10 minutes with God, 5 minutes with God, and then, come on, man, wonder why you can't understand God? Why it's hard for you to hear and it's easy for other folks? Other people do what God says. You got to spend some time with him. Other people get to know God. Okay? Spend some time with God. Get to know him, man. The more time you spend with God, the more you will understand him. This is When the Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. That was part one, 2 Kings chapter 9. It got rough. It was a little bit rough at first, but that's why we stick with the word, because we know God's going to clear it up. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to clear it up. This is his word. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for we going to be filled by God. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When the Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Yeah. Now, I know we had to do it again, right? Oh, but this time I brought the band of singers with me. Let's give it to them, y'all. Hey, here we go.
Take my riches, take my fame. Take the microphone, take the stage. Take my glory, take my name. Take it away. Suffer now, later will rain. And that applies to the sanctum when it gets the crane. Life is hard, but I miss the pain. Slate fight hard, we anticipate. That's great day. For God applause, there'll be no remorse and no shame. Everything you thought you lost, you regain. And you get rewards because you be ahead.
Shake my head when I'm wrong, and if you ain't heard nothing, hear me on the song. Even through the hard times, we got to carry on. You know, things that get better in a matter of time. Just relax and stay cool, everything will be fine. I'm just a young gentleman trying to do what's right, cause I did so much wrong the previous years of my life. It was all about hustling to force some nights. Had to hit them all up and get them brand new mics. Now it's all about heaven, I can't go to hell, and I ain't trying to be locked up in no county jail. So I sit and reminisce about the things I've done, and all the obstacles and demons that I overcome. Wonderful times, bless the days that I spend in my life, trying to get my act together as I walk with Christ. Trying to keep my head high, communicate to the sky, praying that I'm here for him to look in my eye. I know I did some wrong things with a simple eye, but I'm willing to make a change if you give me a try. Ain't no man but the Lord to give a blind man sight, with the dead from the grave to give them back their life. Now I'm a full-time believer of the works he do, but I still fall short of some things I do. I'm just learning as I go, forget my selfish ways, cause it's all about you, then my debts is paid. From the blocks to the hood, from the heavens to earth, nothing in the world can amount to his work. We all trying to get to that place that we call home, but he already there.
Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you always on time. So let's take it slow, one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody want me, I know you always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you always on time. So let's take it slow, one day at a time. Yeah,
one day at a time. If we just take it slow, one day at
everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at
everything
time.
Will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at
everything
time.
Will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at
everything
time.
Will be fine.
What's up? What's happening? What's cracking? How you doing? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. That right? For real. Yeah, we hear him. We do what he says. We submit to God and we resist the devil. That right? I don't care what you think. You know, I'm not living up to your standards. Somebody say, I'm not living up to your standards. I'm not living up to their standards either. Yeah, I'm living up to God's standards. That right? Put everybody in the same category, that right? Everybody guilty before God. Everybody needs Jesus, yeah, to make us not guilty before God, that right? When Hip Hop Meets Christ, all right, so we're on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. First part, we did that, 2 Kings chapter 9. So now we're ready for part 2, Jeremiah chapter 48. Let's get it. Jeremiah chapter number 48. Jeremiah. Chapter 48. Let's get it. Elisha, the prophet. Jeremiah, the prophet. So let's go over here and see what Jeremiah, what God got for us over here in Jeremiah chapter 48. See what's going on. Yeah, don't let the word of God get boring to you. Yeah, do not let spending, because you're spending time with God, number one. That's what you got to do, and that's what you got to know. You're spending time with God in his word. So, yes, the devil going to try to make you think and cater to your flesh and make you think that you can be doing something better. Nah, this is the best thing that you can be doing, spending time with God in his word on purpose. That's the best thing you can be doing. That's meditation. So we in Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 1 says, against somebody, against Moab. This word is against them, it's not for them. So they didn't want, they were rejecting Jeremiah's word, which was, you know, God's word coming through Jeremiah. They was rejecting Elisha and Elijah's word, which was God's word coming to them. They reject Jesus, which is God's word to all of us. You know what I'm talking about? So, Jeremiah chapter 48 says, against Moab, thus says the Lord of hosts. Against Moab, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Woe! God's curse, God's judgment unto Nebo, for it is spoiled. Here, Rephaim is confounded, confused, and taken. Misgab is confounded and dismayed. There shall be no more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have devised evil. They devised evil against it. Come and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also, you shall be cut down, O madman. The sword shall pursue you. So they're planning some evil against them. Verse 3 says, a voice crying shall be from Horonium, spoiling the great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the going up of Luhith, continual weeping. Somebody calls some continual weeping. All right? So, for in the going up of Luhith, continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. So, a lot of bad things are going on here. Confusion, spoiled, destruction. All this, something being cut down. In Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 4. Let's pick it up right there. Well, no, I'm sorry. Verse 6. Flee, save yourselves, and be like the heath, or the heath, I'm sorry, in the wilderness. So flee, save yourselves, and be like the heath in the wilderness. I don't know what a heath is, but I know they're in the wilderness. All right, I can look up heath, yes, all right. Verse 7 says, for because you have trusted in your works. See, that's what I want to get to. Because you trusted in your works, I can understand that. Trusted in your works. You trusted in your own works, your own efforts, your own duties, energy, and all that. Because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, trusted in your works, trusted in your money, your bank accounts, you shall also be taken. Mm-hmm. Because you trusted in this. You're supposed to be trusting in God. Mm-hmm. You trust in God or you trust in your job? Let the job get taken from you and see who you trust in for real. You'll see. So, because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, you shall also be taken. And Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princes together. And the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. So yes, this is destruction and doom and confusion coming to those that's against God, the enemies of God. All right? And people that make the enemies of God, you know, God know who you got your trust in. Go back to verse 7. You trust in your own works? Trusting in your own treasure that you keeping up for yourselves? Mm-hmm. Verse 9. Give wings unto Moab that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be desolate. That's going to be, desolate means lifeless. The cities thereof shall be desolate or lifeless, without any to dwell therein. Cursed. There it is again. Another curse. Just read about Jezebel being cursed, that witch working witchcraft, that whore working witchcraft. That's what Jezebel was, a whore working witchcraft, killing the prophets. But verse 10, Jeremiah chapter 48 says, cursed be he that does the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keeps back his sword from blood. Cursed. And when God tell you to do something, do it. So, let's read verse 10 again, Jeremiah chapter 48. Cursed be he that does the work of the Lord deceitfully, trickery, lyingly. Yeah, not real, not true. They're not being true with it. Not following Jesus for real. Deceitfully. Cursed be he that does the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees, and has not been empty from vessel to vessel. Neither has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will send unto him wanderers that shall cause him to wander and shall empty his vessels and break their bottles. So wandering and not going to any, you know, specific destination, just wandering out here. Ain't that something? God putting them in, gonna send some wanderers on them. That's gonna cause them to wander. Shall empty his vessels and break their bottles, because he think he's living at ease. He's been at ease since his youth. See, God is long-suffering, so people be counting that against God like he ain't gonna check them. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, please. Verse 13 says, and Moab, yeah, God gonna check them. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel. Their confidence, that they had their confidence in the wrong thing. Have your confidence in God. Check yourself. Make sure you're not trusting in your own works and in your own treasures. In Jeremiah chapter 48. Verse number 14 says, how you say we are mighty and strong men of war? Moab is spoiled and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. He telling you like it is. They say this, but this is really what's happening. Mm-hmm. How they saying they mighty and they strong men of war, and God saying that they spoiled and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter. And this is what the king, whose name is the Lord, says. Hold on, the Lord of hosts. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 16 says, the calamity, chaos of Moab is near to come, the destruction, the downfall, and his affliction, it hastens fast, it's coming quickly. And God about to put the quick judgment on his enemies. Yeah, they think they at ease, man. They trusting in their own works and trusting their own treasures, and they evil, right? They ain't trusting God. They handling the word of the Lord deceitfully with all this religion and stuff, right? They've been at ease. But God says their affliction is coming on them fast. Verse 17, Jeremiah chapter 48 says, all you that are about him, bemoan him. Moan for him. Cry for him. Everybody who's around him, cry for him. And all you that know his name, say, how is the strong staff broken? And the beautiful rod. He trusts in his own treasures. God about to break him though. Trust in his own treasures. Trust in his own word. How is the strong staff broken? The strong staff broken in the beautiful rod. How is it broken? Verse 18 says, you daughter that did inhabit Dibon, come down from your glory and sit in thirst. You'll be humble. For the spoiler of Moab shall come upon you, and he shall destroy your strongholds. He's going to destroy everything you think you can trust in, because you ain't got your trust in God, man. Stronghold. Yeah, you're going to think that's going to protect you now. There ain't no protection from God. Only if he's protecting you, that's it. Ain't no protection other than that, man. Yeah, you can't protect yourself from God. Mm-mm. Now I say this Bible, this word of God, ain't no movie, ain't no fast forward and turn it off, I don't want to be a part of it. No, you in this, whether you like it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 19 says, O inhabitant of Aroer, stand by the way in Espy, ask him that flees and her that escapes, and say, what is done? Moab is confounded or confused, for it is broken down. Howl and cry. Tell you it in Arnon that Moab is spoiled and Moab is messed up. And judgment has come upon the plain country, upon Holon and upon Jehazah and upon Mephathat and upon Debon, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth Diblathaim. That's a big syllable. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 syllables. Let's try it again. We're in verse 22. The last name in verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 48. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Yeah. We get through this whole Bible, man. And we understand how God gives us the understanding. Let's try that name again. Beth Diblathaim. Verse 23 says, and upon, that's another one, Kiriathaim, and upon Beth-Gamul, and upon Beth-Meon. Yeah, so they're confused. Judgment has come upon all these people, upon all these places, or what have you, upon all these towns. Judgment has come upon them. And now we're reading who judgment has come upon. So yes, some of these names are difficult to pronounce, but we're getting through them. We're in Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 24, and upon Kerioth, judgment is upon Kerioth, and upon Bozrah, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. Verse 25 says, the horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord. Make you him drunken. Yeah, make him drunk. For he magnified himself against the Lord. See what's going on? This is why he getting checked like this. He magnified himself against the Lord. This is how you learn from this. Don't magnify yourself against the Lord. Magnify God, not yourself. If your body is bigger than your spirit, yeah, because you feed your body feeding the flesh, and your spirit, you skipping over meals, looking malnutritious. Come on, bro, sister, something wrong now. For real. How many times a day you eat some food? Now, how many times you eat and feed your spirit, feed your faith? Come on, bro. Come on, sister, for real. How many times do you eat a day physical food? Now, how many times do you feed your faith or feed your spirit a day? Huh? Oh, I don't do that. I just listen to the Bible when he preach on Sunday. What? Because I heard y'all be skipping over Bible study, man. Yeah, I know. The church would be empty on Wednesday. Be a few people there. But Sunday, it'd be packed as a mug. And Bible study, you need to sit down and learn, man. Hear from God. Make yourself sit down. You're doing everything else. All these days, I'm talking about, when do you spend time with God? And you think Sunday is good enough for you to be the devil Monday through Saturday? Or should I say Sunday through Monday? Because you got, as soon as you get out of church, you won't be in church all day Sunday. So you're supposed to spend time with God, be in his presence. You don't have to wait till Sunday to get in God's presence. You don't ever have to leave God's presence. Mm-hmm. What you know about that? Jeremiah chapter 48. Verse 25. The horn of Moab is cut off. The horn is representing something, some kind of strength. And his arm is broken, says the Lord. Can't do nothing with a broke arm, ain't. Can't reach nothing. Can't use your hand, can you? Make you him drunk, or make him drunk, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit. That's what happens to you. You know, wallowing in vomit, bruh. Wallow in his vomit. And he also shall be in derision. Because he did what? Magnified himself against the Lord. You know, you got a lot of folks down here walking around here now talking about they God. I'm good. All right, nigga. Okay. He magnified himself against the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit. Thank you, God. You're going to be wallowing in your vomit, too. And he also shall be in derision. For was not Israel a derision unto you? Was he found among thieves? For since you spoke of him, you skipped for joy. O you that dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, because it's going to be bad for Moab. So leave the cities, dwell in the rock, and be like the dove makes her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab, so magnified themselves against the Lord. We heard the pride of Moab. Mm-hmm. We have heard the pride of Moab. This when you get brought down real low, real good, because pride comes before destruction. So we in verse 29, Jeremiah chapter 48. Yeah, y'all heard a lot about some pride a few months ago, right? Yeah, you don't think God heard it? The one that made is, you don't think he heard it? All right, let's go see what happened to this pride of Moab. Verse 29 says, we have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud, greatly proud. It says his loftiness and his arrogance, his pride, and the haughtiness of his heart. Because he magnified himself against God. He's arrogant. Pride, they go for all pride too. All prideful folks. Arrogant folks. The haughtiness of his heart. Verse 30 says, I know his wrath, says the Lord. I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not so affect me. Because what God says is going to happen, not what man says. What God says, that's going to happen. So says the Lord. God know everything that's going on this earth. Know everything. Know who wake up and plot and plan and do evil. Know who wake up and spend time with him. Know who wake up and you know, depend on their own treasures and their own works. I like verse 7. Yeah, the Bible is supposed to check us just like this. Be trusting in their own works and their own treasures, which makes them arrogant as humans. But these are humans right here. So pride of Moab, humans have to deal with pride too. How you deal with pride? Be humble. Knowing that God watches. All right, we in 2 Kings. No, I'm sorry, we finished with that. Jeremiah chapter 48. Verse 31 says, therefore will I howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. My heart shall mourn for the men of Kirhiris. So remember, God doesn't get any pleasure in the death of the wicked. God's pleasure comes from the wicked repenting. Yeah, that's what God's pleasure, that's what brings him pleasure. If the wicked will repent instead of getting killed in their wickedness. And if you're righteous, you better stay in your righteousness. So, verse 32 says, O vine of Sibma, I will weep for you with the weeping of Jazer. Your plants are gone over the sea. They reach even to the sea of Jazer. The spoiler is falling upon your summer fruits, and upon your vintage. So the spoiler is, just imagine your summer fruits and your vintage, the harvest time when you're supposed to be gathering stuff in too. The fruits of the summer. So, yeah, because some folks gather in the summertime, harvest in, that's gathering in. So your summer fruits, when they produce, the spoiler gonna take it as soon as it's come. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what the spoiler is. Come to mess up the stuff as soon as you've taken it in, huh? Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 33 says, and joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field. God wants you to be in the promised land, in a land flowing with milk and honey. But if you don't do what he's saying, don't be expecting that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can get the joy and the gladness, but it get taken away, and then you get stress and sadness and all this stuff like that, right? Because we won't do what God says. We won't do things God's way. So joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field. and from the land of Moab, and I have caused wine to fail from the wine presses. None shall tread with shouting. Their shouting shall be no shouting. Opposite of what they're supposed to be doing. Because we don't really know about the wine presses and all that. We don't, you know, do this. We're modern. Okay? Now, if you want to get deep and learn about it, okay, you have to look it up. We're in the information age, too. All right? I'm just here trying to get the meat of this word. You know what I'm talking about? Get the meat of this word, the understanding of it. From the cry of Heshbon, even unto Eliela, and even unto Jahaz, have they uttered their voice. From Zor even unto Horonium, as a heifer of 3 years old, you know, baby cow, so a heifer is, okay? For the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. Wow. And I'm sitting up here reading about the waters and the wine and the milk and how God gonna make your grain flow and all that. But that's to the obedient ones. Yeah. That's to the obedient ones. He said he's stopping it up on the wicked ones. He's gonna stop their flow. They've been at ease for a long time. All right, we're in Jeremiah chapter 48. We almost finished with that part. Got a few more verses over here. We're on verse number 35. And since it's a bunch of verses, we might have to chop up the next, divide up the next chapter that we're going to, for part 3. All right, so Jeremiah chapter number 48, verse 35 says, moreover, so this is going over above all that we just read about. Moreover, on top of all that now, this is what God said. On top of all that, I will cause to cease in Moab, says the Lord, him that offers in the high places and him that burns incense to his gods. All that disrespecting. All that disrespecting God. Burning incense to his gods, plural, and little G-O-D-S too. Not the God. Yeah, you can burn incense to God. He is spirit. But people be embracing the spirit, the other demonic spirits instead, man. They be tripping, man. Verse 36 says, therefore, my heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and my heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kahiris, because the riches that he had gotten are perished. Got the riches, but can't even do nothing with them. Because they're going to be taken away and destroyed and perish. This is what happens. What happens when you magnify yourself against God, when you trust in your own works and in your own treasures. It can make you and put you in God's place. And God ain't having it. There's only room for one God in your life, and it's not going to be you. You can't be your own God. God got to be your God. So when you try to be your own God, this goes for all humans. When we try to be our own God, this is what happens to us. That's all we're reading about right here. Some judgment going on somebody who's trying to magnify themselves against God, who's trusting in their own works and their own treasures. This is judgment that we're reading about. Jeremiah chapter 48. Verse 37 says, for every head shall be bald, that represented something, and every beard clipped, that represented something too. Upon all the hands shall be cuttings, and upon the loins sackcloth. There shall be lamentation. There's some loud crying, lamentation, and crying for a long time. Generally upon all the housetops of Moab, and in the streets thereof, for I have broken Moab like a vessel wherein is no pleasure, says the Lord. God broke Moab like a vessel. And Moab ain't just one person. Started off as just one. Esau and the Edomites and all that. Moab. God said he broke, the Lord said he's broke Moab like a vessel. If you want to know what Moab was and what's going on with Moab, like I said, we keep going back. to verse 7, and then verse 7 first, and then verse 26. The works, they trusted, yeah, Moab trusted in his works. They trusted in their works, like people do these days too. And in their treasures, they trust in their jobs, they trust in their paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. And then verse 26, they magnified themselves. He magnified himself against the Lord. Same thing going on nowadays. People acting like Moab, we see that. So God said, I broke Moab like a vessel. All that independence of me. Magnifying themselves against me. Trusting in themselves and in their treasures. All right? So they shall howl, saying, how is it broken down? How has Moab turned the back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision and a dismaying to all them about him. Derision, let me give you a synonym for derision, or a few synonyms for derision. So I can clear up some, give us some more understanding here. Disrespect, derision, disrespect, disdain, or they can't stand you. You know what I'm saying? Ridicule, mockery, derision. Jeremiah chapter 48. So shall Moab be a derision, ridiculousness, and a dismaying to all them about him. So you know it ain't good, even if you don't know what these words mean. If you can't look them up sometimes, you can. But if you can't, just get to it. Just know something going on here. Yeah, you're not going to understand everything in the word of God the first time you read it. That's why you have to stick with it. Stay hungry for it. Stay thirsting for it. You know what I'm talking about? So, dismay is shock, or like alarmed, surprised. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 48. Moab shall be a derision and a dismaying to all them about. It's going to be a shock. They can't believe it's happening to them. But thus says the Lord, though, behold, he shall fly as an eagle and shall spread his wings over Moab. Kerioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised, and the mighty men's hearts in Moab at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pains, like in birth pains. Mm-hmm. A man gonna be feeling just like that. Verse 42, and Moab shall be destroyed from being a people, because he has magnified himself against the Lord. That's why he's gonna be destroyed. That's why we're reading all this. Yeah. People don't like reading about judgment, but it's gonna happen. And as long as you're not doing what he did, you ain't got to worry about the judgment, right? It's when you accept Jesus, you got to worry about that judgment, because he has magnified himself against the Lord. We humble ourselves before God. We are for Christ, not against him. Verse 43 says, fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon you, O inhabitant of Moab, says the Lord. He that flees from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that gets up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of their visitation, says the Lord. God going to do this one. This ain't got nothing to do with man. And what he doing, except for, you know, him getting checked, him bringing the judgment of God on himself. Verse 45 says, they that fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of the force, but a fire shall come forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sion, and shall devour the corner of Moab and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Knuckleheads. Woe be unto you, Moab, the people of Chemosh perishes, for your sons are taken captives, and your daughters captives. See how we read, and it says the blessing will be on your sons and daughters. Now the curse can be on them too. Yeah, for your sons are taken captives and your daughters captives. Magnifying yourself against the Lord, trusting in your own work and your own treasures. Verse 47 says, yet I will bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab, though. That's what we was reading about. And that's what Jeremiah chapter 48 is all about. Yeah, the judgment of Moab. And you see why Moab was getting judged, right? Because she trusted, or he, or the people. The spirit of Moab, yeah, trusted in their own works, in their own treasures, getting paid, yep. They trusted in it. And then they magnified. That caused them to magnify themselves against God. Be humble before God, okay? And we'll be right back. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Be on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, and when we come back, Matthew chapter 28, okay? Yeah, I know you might think you had enough, but you ain't had enough. Your spirit can take some more of this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, getting going to a buffet and eating your favorite food, especially November, that's coming up, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, you're going to get extra big because y'all be eating all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I be eating too. I'm just saying. I eat, but I feed my spirit, though. I got a healthy appetite for both. I be in his word, though, more than I eat, to tell you the truth, more than I eat physically. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Get into this word, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get big for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Get strong, though, because you ain't going to be big and out of shape when you eating his word, when you feeding your faith. But you'll be big and out of shape if you keep eating all this food in the world, Craig. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in.
Now I know the enemy will never take this situation.
You're listening to original track. From the great
stop making my music.
Get your advanced copy. S4WU.com.
Chat, man. Gotta use what you got, man.
Jumping down the road, thinking thought my mind is gone. Think about my album, I'm gonna work on soon as I get home. When I got home, seen a red tag on my door, and I'm wondering what that tag is standing for. So I picked it up, got very upset when I read it. It simply stated that my power had been disconnected. I don't know what to do, so Lord, I'm trusting you. So please see me through, Lord, please see me through. So hard that I just wanna cry. But I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil trying to block me, but it can't, cause I know that I'm free. So I can't be, won't be, and refuse to be.
Stop.
It's so hard that I just wanna cry, yeah. But I gotta keep my head up to the sky, yeah. Devil trying to block me, but it can't, I know I'm free. So I can't be, and I won't be, refuse to be.
Stop.
Got a work to do, and I know my work cannot be stopped. Spend a night in a dog, grab my triton, took it to the pawn shop. My God is telling me, oh yes, he's telling me, that I don't have to stress, cause this is just a test. Trials don't come to break you down, but to make you stronger. What about my spirit, Lord, so I can last longer? If I fall dead, Lord, give me back my hunger. Give me the shield of faith, Lord, so I don't have to wonder how I'm gonna make it through, how you gonna bring me out. If I put my trust in you, I got nothing to doubt about. I'm feeling good, feeling fine, got no troubles on my mind, making sense of trying times, got my joy and peace of mind. That I just wanna cry, but I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil trying to block me, but it can't, cause I know that I'm free. So I can't be, won't be, and refuse to be.
Stop.
It's so hard that I just wanna cry, but I gotta keep my head to the sky. Devil trying to block me, cause he know that I'm free. But I can't be, and I won't be, refuse to be stopped. I won't be stopped. No,
Sometimes I feel I got this evil on my back, watching me, shooting fiery darts, hoping I slide back. When the storm comes my way, I pray the Lord he comes back, cause I don't wanna be lost, like a sailor without the map. And what I used to be a slave to, I'm tempted with that. But when I'm weak, you're strong, and your strength improves that. Then you can catch my hands together in unison, thunderclap. You give me grip on my faith like cleats Nike ain't got. And teach me how to weather the storm, and though it's predicted you still rain along with the sun. So when I'm going through the rain, I can look at the sun. And when it's all said and done, you can look at the sun. This every human, but I wanna do right, and living life dead's the only way to seem to get light. Bury my flesh alive, I want it dead in my life. Keep his evil away from me, Lord, I wanna do right.
Hail to the King and lives of life.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
from the heathen, hail to the King.
Hail to the King.
Lord of life.
Yeah.
May he protect us from evil.
Trapped in the world that's defiled in sin. They say if he ain't a dope boy, then he ain't ballin' like Jaylen. And sex seems the only way that you can fit in. I'm catching crazy looks every time I say I'm celibate. Dope boy saying it won't hurt just to celibate. But damn, we hear the truth, cause it ain't sweet, so they ain't facing it. I pray you keep me strong, so I can show them truth. So when they come to you, they can look at me on what to do. I serve you off top like a coup. So when it's foreign land, I look to you on what to do. When trouble's all around, I think what Job went through. And if the enemy takes my last, you will bless his time too. And if you did it for him then, you can do it for me too. Everybody got a storm, it's just how you go through. Either you yield to the evil, or you look for God to move. Protect us from all the evil and this life we go through.
Hail to the King and Lord of life. Check out from the evil, hail to the King, Lord of life. May he protect us from evil. Hail to the King.
Yeah, praises. Praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May he continue to protect us from evil. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Lord. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. We almost finished. We on part three. Part three, we're going to go ahead and jump into Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, I believe that's the last. Is that the last chapter? Let me see before I say it. I think there is. Matthew 28, the last chapter of Matthew. So yeah, let's go ahead and get this in. We'll be out your way. We're going to go ahead and get this. We already came down and read about and learned about in Matthew, Jesus getting betrayed by Judas, and how they came and took Jesus and, you know, led them away and slapping them and spitting on them and mocking them, talking about prophesying. They made a crown of thorns. Listen, a crown of thorns. Have you ever been stuck with a thorn before? Have you ever grabbed a thorn? Those that like nature. Have you ever stepped on one? You ever got caught by a thorn? Even if you like roses, roses have thorns. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some defense in roses. Everybody want to pick roses, they got thorns. But I'm talking about a crown of thorns made out of wood. Now, roses is green and plant. So those thorns, they'll still get you. But I'm talking about a thorn, a crown of thorns with the wood, because you got some other kind of thorns out there too. That's not green. That's wood. The soldiers made a crown for Jesus, but it was a crown of thorns. What kind of crown would you make for Jesus? What kind of crown is your life making for Jesus? When he try to grab you, do you stick him with them thorns? talking about what you believe in and what you don't believe in. Huh? Your disobedience. Huh? So they made a crown of thorns, and then they put that on Jesus' head, and they did all this before he went to the cross and got nailed. And before they whooped him. So now we're about to read. You know, our story don't end like that. It ends in a good way. Because it don't end. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So let's read about it in Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Now, to let you know which is the first day of the week right here. That's why you can't skip over this Bible. The seventh day, you know that's Saturday. That's the seventh day of the week. Sabbath day, Saturday. That's the day that God rested, the seventh day. You read your Bible. You'll understand that the Sabbath day, the day of rest, that's Saturday. That's the seventh day. Monday is not the first day. Sunday is. At the end of the Sabbath, at the end of Saturday, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, which is Sunday, as it began toward first day of the week, Sunday, Mary Magdalene came, and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. The sepulchre is the tomb, okay, or the grave. And behold, there was a great earthquake. And it says, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came down from heaven, the angel did, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Because remember, they was like, can we seal this up, man? You remember? Can we seal this up? Seal the stone and set, you know, make it secure so they can't come and steal his body out. Can we secure it? But an earthquake came and shook it, and the angel of the Lord really moved it out of the way. The angel of the Lord from heaven came down, rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. So that's why no weapon won't work against you. God got angels. Yeah, you got heaven's activities. And heaven is active over your life and in your life, man. The devil can't do nothing to you. Neither can this world. They tried to hold Jesus in the grave. They thought his body was going to stay in the grave just because they sealed the stone, put a big stone in front of it, and got permission to seal it up and all that. So the angel still rolled that back, though. Verse 3 says, his countenance, this is what the angel looked like. His countenance was like lightning. His body, like lightning. That's bright. Well, lightning strike and it brightened up the whole sky. You ever looked at it? At the sky? When lightning struck? It light up everything, man. Let it be dark. It'll light up some stuff, bro. So his countenance was like lightning. This is what the angel looked like. And his raiment was, it says his raiment white as snow. What he had on, it was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake. So they shaking out there. Yeah, the security that's supposed to be watching over the tomb, they shaking. Because an angel, somebody greater than them, God's power is greater than theirs. His authority over their authority. For it says, and for fear of him, for fear of the angel, the keepers did shake. They shaking in their boots. And they became as dead men. They so shook, they can't even move. Excuse me, somebody said, that's scary. That's scary right there. You see an angel come in? He bright as lightning, bro. Shoot. We only see a flash of lightning. But this angel is right here. He's right there. He's lit up. That flash, it didn't just flash and went away like lightning do. So verse 5 says, and the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not. Yeah, God telling you right now, don't fear. Yeah, fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus. That's why you don't have to fear. Why? Because you seek Jesus. God know who is really seeking Jesus. So those of us that's seeking Jesus, fear not. We don't have fear. Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. Yeah, they killed him. Yeah, he was crucified, but he ain't here. Yeah, death can't keep him, for he is risen, shouted. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Everything Jesus says or said has either happened already, is happening now, or will happen in the near future. So don't fear. You're seeking Jesus. He's not here. He is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Go quickly. Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. You really are too blessed to be stressed, because your Lord and Savior is risen from the dead. Yeah, when you're seeking Jesus, your Lord and Savior is risen from the dead. So you are too blessed to be stressed. Yeah, he swallowed death up in victory. Our story don't end with death. Our story begins with Jesus, and he's the ending. He's the beginning and the end. So it ends with Jesus. And I go quickly. It says, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee. That's good news. He goes before you into Galilee. He's risen from the dead. Death couldn't stop him. Go quickly. Tell his disciples. Tell everybody that believes in him that he is risen from the dead now. Jesus is risen. Behold, he goes before you into Galilee. He is risen and he going before you. So I like that kind of leader. A leader that goes before you. A leader that will go to war for you and about you, and not just send you to war. Them wrong leaders right there. How you calling them leaders and they sending people to war to fight their battles and stuff? They ain't even going to fight their own battles. And you call yourself a leader? Man, please. I don't know what leaders are. This leader right here, he's risen from the dead and he's going before you. That's blazing the trail for you. Yep. Making it easier for you to go down the trail. Getting all the stuff that'll stop you and all the opposition and stuff. All the little snakes in the grass and in the swamp and the alligators and all the and whatever else. The thorns. He get rid of all that so you can walk through. Yeah, follow him. So he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. So he's already gone before you. Follow him. You're going to see him right there. When you start following him, you're seeking God. You're seeking the Lord, right? Verse 8 says, and they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. Yeah, that's reverential fear there. I can't believe that happened like that. You know what I'm saying? And great joy at the same time. So not scared. And did run to bring his disciples word. So they're excited. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. See, H-A-I-L. Hail to the King. They're just saying that. Not H-E-L-L, but H-A-I-L. Praises to the King. H-A-I-L. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said unto them, don't be afraid. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. So the next place you got to go to meet Jesus. Jesus is leading you now and leading me now to Galilee. Yeah, Galilee is that place we seek Jesus, and we're going to find that. Galilee is that place where you're going to meet Jesus at. Galilee, that's the place where you're going to meet Jesus at. Keep obeying God. You'll see him. You'll know right when you get to Galilee too, because Galilee is that place where Jesus said, I'm going before you. Meet me there. Mm-hmm. Go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Where's Galilee? That's the place where you're going to see Jesus at. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. You know, some of them, remember, they were scared. The watchers, they were scared. The keepers in verse 4. So that's what he's talking about in verse 11. The watch. They came into the city, and they showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. They going back telling what done happened. Verse 12, Matthew chapter 28 says, and when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers. They gave a lot of money to the soldiers, right? Some hush money. That's where hush money come from. You ever heard of it? This is what they did right here. There's nothing new under the sun. That's why you need to stick with his word. So they gave them, it says they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, well, this is really loud money. Say you, it says, they gave large money unto soldiers, unto the soldiers, saying, say his disciples, you say this right here. His disciples came by night and stole him. away while we slept. So he telling the soldiers, giving the soldiers a lot of money for the soldiers to lie and tell the people, put it out there, tell his disciples, tell the people that his disciples came by night and stole him away out of the grave. So they gave him a lot of money so they can tell that lie, right? So verse 14 says, and if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So if it comes to the governor's attention, we got him. So you just make sure. You know what I'm talking about? You tell these folk, put it out there, that the disciples came and stole him. Not that he resurrected now. So verse 15 says, so they took the money, the soldiers, they took the money and did as they were taught. Because soldiers are taught not to think, but to do what I tell you to do, and that's it. You know, God makes disciples and warriors, right? So they took the money, though, and did as they were taught. Look how obedient they are to man, to other humans' commands. It says, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. So among the Jews until this day, the saying that's reported is that the disciples came and took him by night and stole him out the grave. Yeah. Verse 16 says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. See, that's what disciples do. Jesus told them to come to Galilee. I'm going before you. Meet me there. So his disciples, the followers of Christ. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. The disciples now, some of them worshiped, some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He had to reassure them because they can't believe it. They know Jesus was killed and crucified. They saw it, but now they see him again. Resurrection. So some worshiping him and some doubting. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You got to know, Jesus got all power in heaven, and Jesus got all power in earth. Jesus has all power in earth. Jesus has all power in heaven. All these so-called world leaders and stuff, Jesus is greater than them. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you. You go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in of the Son. In the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you. Teach them everything I have commanded you. And look, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We ain't got there yet, but it's coming. We ain't got to the end of the world, but it's coming. But we ain't got to worry about that or focus on that. The thing we need to focus on is Jesus said, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. That's what you want to focus on. Yeah, Jesus being with you always, even until the end. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. All day. This has been When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thanks for tuning in. This Hip Hop Bible Study, Lil Buddy, Part 1, 2 Kings chapter 9. Part 2, Jeremiah chapter 48. Part 3, Matthew chapter 28. All right? See that you next time. Keep your faith in God. Spend time with God. Yeah, the more time you spend with God, the more you understand him. Okay? You put a little in, you get a little out. Put a lot of you in that thing. What you think you're going to get out of there? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, matter of fact, put all into it. Not just a lot. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. Then love your neighbor as yourself. But you're going to need God for all this now, because God is love. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, get at you next time. Peace. DMJ! I got it, I got it.
to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. Don't know where I will be,
don't know who I will be, yeah, yeah.
Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to speak beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.